All right, guys, we're back. It's Coach Mike T and Mike G here talking ESAC 15. Today we're going to break down WOD 15.2, a little strategy, give a couple tips, maybe this will help you guys out for those of you maybe who haven't tried it yet, or even if you have, maybe it'll give you an alternate way of thinking about it and hopefully help you guys out on Saturday. You know, like I said before, you know, I'm real happy to share this information if it helps anybody. Definitely want to compete against people, you know, who are able to give their best, you know, kind of know how we stack up. So WOD 15.2, it is a clean and jerk ladder. So male, female. Female goes first, tags off the male. There is a time cap on this, 5 minutes. Right, Mike? 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. You know, let's talk let's just talk strategy here first, or how it feels. I've done this workout once or twice. I think as a partnership, I think that this WOD, this workout can be done in close to 2 minutes, if not under, if you guys move pretty quick, touch and go. I'd say if you're one rep max clean and jerk, if that heaviest weight it represents, you know, at least under like 80% of your one rep max clean and jerk, I think you're going to be fine going pretty quickly through this. If it's going to creep up to 80, 85%, 90, even 100% for some of you guys, you're going to want to have a little better game plan. You agree, Mike?
Yeah.
So, okay. Mike's here working on his weightlifting tip right now. But, I think that, you know, if you have a one rep max clean and jerk well above that final number, that you should go unbroken on the lightest weight. Moving on.
I don't know if I agree with it.
You don't agree with that?
I think you should go unbroken on the 5 and the 4, mm-hmm. and then maybe break the 3, the 2, and the 1 up. So you're doing 15 reps. If we look at like a race or something like that, we're doing 30 reps at 135, and it's really light. And most people can't do Grace in under 2 minutes. So if you break Grace in half, how fast can you do 15 reps with 135? That's the real question. So most people can't do it in under a minute. And if you can, that's pretty badass. But what the point is that you're doing 15 reps at consecutively heavier weights. So your first weight, you're doing 5 at 135, which isn't super challenging.
We're talking men here, right?
Right.
RX men.
Men. 4 at 155. 3 at 185, so it starts to get a little dicey there for some people. 2 at 205, and then 1 at 225.
So what's your advice then?
So I say the 135 and the 155 go unbroken, or damn near unbroken.
So bars 1 and 2?
1 and 2, right. And then 3, 4, and 5, you do singles. So the third clean and jerk, the two clean and jerks, and then the one clean and jerk, you do singles. So at the same time, when you do singles, it's not like, you know, drop the bar, check Facebook, get some protein, take a sip of water. Don't do any of that. You drop the bar, you take one breath, and you pick it right back up. You don't goof around or anything.
I agree with that. I think it all depends on where your one rep max is. I think you're going to feel this in your legs more than people think. So that's the one thing I realized. So if your legs are strong, you could use the transition to the next barbell as your break, you know. So I know we're talking 15 reps, but maybe I'm looking at it in the sets of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It all kind of depends on where your strengths lie. I think the weights for the men and the women, although they are definitely challenging, I think that a stronger woman is going to have an advantage on this, and they can really get your team some time if they, you know, blaze through that, because the weights are just a little bit different in terms of percentages for men and women, like how you would maybe see them stack up in a normal CrossFit WOD, but that doesn't make it any easier or harder. It just makes it you have to be more strategic. So you know, my advice is if 225 or what's the top women's top weight, 145?
125,
sorry, is nowhere close to your clean and jerk, I say you go for broke. But there is a little cost benefit analysis there. If you go too hard and you miss that last bar, you add 30 seconds to your time. So I hope that helps you out a little bit, guys. If you haven't tried it, it's a fun WOD. I look forward to doing it in competition on Saturday. So thanks for listening, and be on the lookout for
see you guys there
for WOD 15.3 analysis. All right, thanks.